This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some airlines have canceled flights to the capital of Ukraine, and troops there have unloaded fresh shipments of weapons from NATO members. Ukraine's president on Sunday sought to project confidence in the face of U.S. warnings of a possible invasion within days by a growing number of Russian forces. Aides to President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Joe Biden say the two leaders spoke for about an hour on Sunday. Zelensky insisted that Ukrainians have the country under safe and reliable protection against feared attack by a far stronger Russian military. The White House said that both agreed to keep pushing difference and a deterrence and diplomacy to try to stave off a Russian offensive. The busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing reopened late Sunday after protests against COVID-19 restrictions closed it for almost a week. While Canadian officials held back from a crackdown on a larger protest in the capital, Ottawa, a Detroit International Bridge company said in a statement that the Ambassador Bridge is now fully open and allowing the free flow of commerce between the Canada and U.S. economies once again. The crossing normally carries about 25% of all trade between the two countries, and the blockade on the Canadian side had disrupted businesses in both countries, with automakers forced to shut down several assembly plants. Police in Windsor, Ontario, said earlier in the day that more than two dozen people had been peacefully arrested, seven vehicles towed, and five seized as officers cleared the last